Of this amount, $4,356 is for additional design work required by PBOT to get a permit, and it's associated with their Public Works Type 2 permitting process. And then $7,621 is to replace the existing generator with diesel, with a diesel generator, and then $100 for reimbursable expenses. And if you have questions about the diesel generator, I brought my expert here, Chief Eisner.
And where is Station 18 again?
It is in Multnomah Village on Southwest 30th in Dolph Court. So it's sort of between Multnomah Boulevard and Barber.
Questions?
Finally, a non-controversial matter. I move by acclamation that we adopt this, and we salute the presenters for their outstanding.
Well, I also appreciate the detail of the down to the $100 in reimbursable expenses. Yeah. That's good detail.
Any public testimony? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz? Well, I do appreciate the attention to the Americans with Disability Act in providing the remodeling of the sidewalks and installing the ramp. We should always be thinking of this first, and I know you did and then had to rearrange things, so I appreciate that. And this is my fire station, so I'm looking forward to having it not fall down in an earthquake. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye. Item 299.
Thank you.
Approve, deny, and terminate single-family new construction limited tax abatements from January 1, 2010 to December 31, 2010.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll ask Andrea to come forward. Who else is going to join you? Okay, if Andrea Mathiason would come forward from PHB and her colleague, and we'll introduce them in 1 second. President Leonard and members of the council, the Portland Housing Bureau, as you now know, now administers the city's tax abatement programs in partnership with Multnomah County. County Chair Jeff Cogan and I and community members are in the middle of what we're calling the Big Look, a review of all the city's tax exemption programs, including the program that's before us today, the Single Family New Construction Limited Tax Abatement Program. Our review of these programs will tell us what's working well and what needs to be changed to ensure that our tax abatement programs are meeting their stated goals and are aligned with city and county housing policies. And I should note that Commissioner Fritz has been a valued member of our team going through this process, either her or her staff. The abatement before us today is the Single Family New Construction Limited Tax Abatement Program. This important tool helps us increase homeownership rates for people of color in Portland. More than half of the program recipients are homeowners from communities of color. This tool promotes homeownership in what we call home buyer opportunity areas. That is, neighborhoods with lower rates of homeownership, more foreclosures and vacant land, and lower household income levels. The resolution before you today does the following. It approves 122 exemptions for qualified home buyers. The estimated average value of each exemption is about $1,600 in foregone property taxes a year, and that adds up to a little under $200,000 in foregone revenue for a year. In return, this abatement helps low to moderate income families become homeowners. The resolution also denies 41 applications for exemptions because they don't meet the statutory and code requirements for the program. For example, a number are outside the homebuyer opportunity area boundaries. Finally, the resolution terminates 7 prior exemptions because the homeowners are out of compliance with program requirements. In this instance, impacted property owners were provided with an opportunity to provide evidence of compliance prior to the termination, which was delivered to them via certified mail. Andrea Mathiason, program manager at PHB, is here to answer any questions you may have. Andrea?
Good morning, commissioners. I can provide a little bit more detail if you're interested on the demographics of the households that are receiving the tax exemption. I can also provide some geographic detail on where the homes are located if you're interested.
That would be good.
And I can provide this in written form to your offices as well if you'd like. Of the 122 total activations that are before you this morning, 72 of those are located in the Southeast Homeowner Opportunity Area. 15 of those are in Northeast Portland, and 35 of those are in North Portland. Of the 122 activations, 26 are in the Lentz Urban Renewal Area, 32 are in the Interstate Urban Renewal Area, and 64 are located outside of URAs. And then kind of jumping to the specific home buyers, we've got demographic information for 70 households. So of the 122 single-family homes that were developed and are receiving tax exemptions, 70 of those are currently occupied by eligible and approved homeowners. And so we've got 11 female-headed households, 33 homebuyers with children, and 46 first-time homebuyers. The average sales price is $217,000. Of those 70 home buyers, we've got 55 of them that are under 80% of median family income, and all of them are below 100% median family income.
Thank you.
How long is the abatement?
It's a 10-year tax abatement.
And so the county has worked through this list with you, with
correct.
The housing bureau.
We work closely with the county, and as you know, any exemption plan is contingent upon the county assessor agreeing that the property not be placed on the rolls. Right. And we have an unprecedented current level of collegiality and cooperation with the county, as evidenced by the fact that Chair Kogan and I were recently in Salem together testifying in support of a further renewal of certain tax abatement programs, which local jurisdictions would then be able at their discretion to use. Right. I think I would turn it back to the president for a vote. Oh, actually, this is a first reading. So I want to, before I lose Andrea and the team, I just want to say that once upon a time, this work was done largely, I think, by the Portland Development Commission. And this has now come over with the consolidation of what I call the two parts of the House. And as part of that, Director Van Vliet has committed to an unprecedented level of transparency. And in light of the council's longstanding interest in making sure that people who are not eligible not receive the benefits of these programs, there is, I think, a very strong focus on making sure that compliance issues are taken seriously. And that's why, once again, there are homes that will no longer be eligible for the abatement because of our ongoing program of compliance monitoring. So proud of the work of my bureau and want to thank them for their good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Any public testimony?
No one signed up.
Not. This moves to second reading. Thank
this
you.
Is a resolution we should be voting
on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Call the
You're absolutely right.
Fritz?
Well, thank you for your good work, and thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your diligent, Director Van Vliet, for making sure that this program is available. It does allow people to buy a first home, and it encourages home ownership in areas that greatly need it. For the vitality of the neighborhood. So I think it's an excellent program. I appreciate you coming to tell the council and citizens at home about it. It's amazing to me that $217,000 is considered an affordable home, but that's the city that we live in, and so it's important that teachers and nurses and others are able to buy a home in Portland, and this helps with that. Aye.
Fish.
Andrea, I know that there's a number of your teammates that are here who've worked tirelessly on this. Would you acknowledge everyone who's here for me?
Well, I definitely want to acknowledge Marilyn Hurtley. All of the data that I shared with you was culled by her, and all of the enforcement activity and compliance work is all Marilyn. So definitely want to give her all of the credit.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say how proud I am of the work that the Bureau is doing. In the last year and a half, we've taken cuts that have required us to downsize. We're being asked to do more with a smaller complement of staff. What we have is very dedicated people who are doing really important work, and it's a great honor for me to be the commissioner in charge of this bureau and work with Director Van Vliet. Thank you both for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm pleased to support this more exemptions for first-time home buyers and other eligible people, and I appreciate the Housing Bureau's diligence, too, in making sure that people that get the exemptions still qualify for those exemptions. And therein, I guess, lies the 100 or 70 or so denials that we're also approving today. But I think that's consistent with the trust that needs to be accorded the taxpayers throughout the county, and to make sure that these abatements really go towards people who need them. So I appreciate your work, and please to vote aye.
Leonard.
Thank you very much. Aye. Item 300.
Amend contract with Triad Technology Group to add $113,000 for the project and transition management of the implementation of the housing development software system.
Thank you, President Leonard. Today's ordinance provides for an extension of the Portland Housing Bureau's contract with Triad Technology Group. Triad, under this ordinance, will provide PHB with a single software system to support the Bureau's business requirements and provide a single source of program data. This work is a continuation of our Council's vision for a unified housing bureau. We have received assistance, that is, from the best minds within the city, including OMF and the Bureau of Purchasing staff, as well as the technology-minded people on my team and Margaret's team, to ensure that we are using taxpayer resources as efficiently as possible throughout the implementation. And before I turn it over to Director Van Vliet, Commissioner Leonard, I would like to move an amendment to item 300, which I think has been distributed, but if not, it would change the, under the now therefore, first therefore clause, sub A, it would delete the Bureau Director and insert in place thereof Chief Procurement Officer. And I move that technical amendment.
Second.
Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
I'm now pleased to recognize the Director of the Bureau, Margaret Van Vliet.
Thank you, President Leonard and Commissioners. I'll be brief here. This is actually the first of two parts that's going to come before you with respect to technology services for the Bureau. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, this is part of kind of the continued transition work of bringing the two agencies together. And as you know, we have about a $300 million loan portfolio, and when we pulled that out of PDC and inserted it into the city, we're continuing to work to refine those systems, make sure it's synced up with SAP and all the other parts of the city system. And so what this piece is going to do is give us a consultant who does the quality assurance work, and what's going to come before you in about 30 days is the software package that we're going to buy that will replace what PDC had been using for a number of years. So this is the first of two parts. We engaged the services of this firm. Actually, PDC had, in anticipation of the merger, they've proven to be a really valuable resource for us. And so it makes sense for us to continue the services to help do project management and quality assurance as we get the new system online. As was mentioned, we are trying to do this very close cooperation with the technology services folks and procurement services folks, as well as with PDC. I should mention that PDC is also moving the remaining loan portfolio off of the prior system that they had used, so we're both kind of migrating to new systems. And we'll be back with a fuller briefing of what that new system looks like, what its costs are anticipated to be in the next month. So,
Can you give us a preview on cost for the
on
new
cost?
System?
Can we give a preview? This is Alyssa Mahar, and I'll defer to her.
Hi, everyone. We are currently in contract negotiations with HDS. So HDS is the company that won the RFP process that we coordinated with purchasing. So we've been through a scope of work effort with them, and we're pretty solid on scope of work. And so now we're doing contract negotiations. So that's kind of what we're doing in the next 30 days is nailing down that price. It'll be somewhere probably around the $500,000 to $600,000 range. We're really trying to refine some of their numbers right now. Some of them that we feel came in a little high, we're trying to push back a little bit and really get to a solid number. So we're hoping to get there and,
What extent has Bureau of Technology Services been involved in this?
They've been involved heavily because they're kind of our partner in IT services. So we've worked with them, with Triad, to help develop what the scope would be, what we wanted the software to do. And they've also worked closely with us in purchasing to develop the RFP and the scope. And we plan to use them throughout the implementation as part of our advisory group, and just make sure that we're not missing anything and making sure that we're collaborating with the EBS office and SAP. And so we plan to partner with them throughout the project. Yeah.
So we have, in the intervening months, we have created a new ordinance about technology oversight committees.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't know whether you've talked with Bureau of Technology Services about whether this project qualifies or should have an independent.
We absolutely have, and we're a little ahead of that being in place, but our intent is, as that group comes online, that we're staying close to them, and we'll do some briefings and check-ins with that group. Jim Blackwood and Commissioner Fish's office has sort of been there helping us think that through in anticipation of what's to be put in place there.
Okay.
Thank you for mentioning
that.
I think that's the extent of our sort of presentation. Happy to answer questions, of course.
For the questions. Anybody want to testify? If not, Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye. Thank you for your work.
Fish.
In Margaret's very concise presentation, she left out a little bit of the drama of the complexity of trying to fit this loan portfolio and the monitoring and the ongoing work within SAP. And this is something that PDC would have had to grapple with. It's now on our watch. We're trying to do it in the most cost-efficient way. But this is one of the last technology, maybe the last significant technology piece that's related to this consolidation of operations. This was forecast, and we are, in fact, working diligently to try to bring the price down and make sure we do it in an efficient manner. So thanks very much for your good work. This is one of the hardest tasks that we've had to tackle, but when complete, it would allow us to operate more independently and to meet all the new requirements of the new Bureau. So, aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Now we'll go back to consent item 286.
286, authorize a sole source contract with Compass Computing Group, Inc., for applications, software, programming services, maintenance, and updates for the Revenue Bureau's tax application software not to exceed $530,000.
Thank you. I asked for this to be pulled because I think there may be an error in the ordinance that in under the now for the council directs the Chief Procurement Officer is authorized to execute further amendments to this contract. I believe that needs to be striked because it's stricken.
Terry Williams from the Revenue Bureau License and Tax Division Manager. Yes, the intention of that was not to override anything else that the Chief Procurement Officer already has authority to do. So striking it doesn't change the ability for the Chief Procurement Officer to make amendments and any monetary ones that don't already meet the guidelines that Council has established would come back to Council if that were the case. So striking it is not a problem.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I move that we strike item B in the ordinance.
Second.
Fritz?
Well, thank you very much for your staff working with my staff, and it's an example of all of our city staff being very diligent and paying attention to the details and being willing to work together. So thank you, and thank you for sitting here all morning. Aye.
Thank you.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye. That's on the amendment. Let's call
it. I actually had a question, too. I'd like to.
Okay.
Sure.
This is a sole source contract.
Yes, it is.
Rather significant, $500,000.
Over a five-year period.
Right. And I appreciate the reasons you've put forward for sole source. I assume purchasing has signed off on those reasons too.
Yes, and that was up on the purchasing website about the intent to award, and so all of those steps have gone through, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Further discussions? Carla, please call the roll.
Yeah.
Fritz.
So this continues our contract with the company that's providing the computer support and software, so it makes sense for it to be a sole source. And again, this is really evidence for citizens at home wondering about the consent agenda, which we usually approve with just an eye from all of us. Our staff and we are diligently going through every single item to make sure that indeed I can with confidence vote aye. And again, I appreciate your willingness to work on this one at the last minute. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye. Council's adjourned.